Hi there. Welcome to the Market Maven podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Dillon Jensen, a fashion designer turned farmers market director, a social media specialist, and small business advocate. In this podcast, we peel back the layers of farmers markets, diving into the why behind the 10x10 tents, showcasing the roots behind the organizations, and connecting those in our communities through education, stories, and more. Tune in this season to learn about how my job is weird, but worth it, bringing produce and powerful stories to the people. Hello and welcome to episode number 20 of the Market Maven podcast. It's been a while. I feel like it's been a while since I have done just a solo episode. I've had so many great interviews lately, and that has been a ton of fun. And I hope that you've enjoyed listening to those. I can't wait to do some more in the coming months, but I figured I would take this opportunity, as this episode is going to be dropping on my birthday tomorrow, today, because that's when it's dropping, and just kind of do a check-in. I know some people have been following along in my social media journey and seen a lot of different things all over the place. First up, it's my birthday this week. I will be turning 43, which is kind of unreal and surreal all at the same time as being very real. My body feels 43 for sure. But this month also marks the birthday of Mockingjay Press, or my own business, which I started 10 years ago. And just reflecting on that, this month has been pretty awesome just to see how it's changed, how it's morphed into something. If you listen to my first episode of this podcast, you know that this was kind of never in my plan. I started my business with Mockingjay Press doing social media for small businesses, networking and connecting, doing some small events, helping with promotions and coordination of those promotions and events in historic downtown Snohomish. And this just kind of morphed into running first a farmer's market and then three farmer's markets. One of those has failed, but now I still have three farmer's markets. And you know, the growth path of this is changing and morphing as we speak. There's some things in the works that I'm really excited about. I can't share them yet, but I'm excited about the trajectory of this. And if you had asked me 25 years ago when I was going to high school and looking at colleges and all of those types of things, I never really thought that farmers market management or event management would be part of that scope. I went to school for fashion design. That was my dream, to have my own store, all of that kind of stuff. And just to kind of see how that's all changed over the last 10, 15, 25 years has been kind of fun to reflect back on. Seeing pictures of when I worked in a corporate job and the frustrations I had, all of those kind of like office days and corporate politics and all that kind of stuff. Even though I worked at some fun places like Brooks Sports, there was still that, you know, grind, that daily grind of going into an office. But there is a grind that comes with what I do now. And like I said, if you've been following along the last couple of weeks, you know that there are some really great highs and there are some really low lows. And I wanted to jump into that a little bit now that I've had a couple of days off to kind of look back and tamper some of my emotion that I had last week. I think I cried for the very first time on one of my reels, and a lot of people reached out. And so I want to start with that. Find the people that are going to lift you up whenever you have these really bad days. I could share honestly and transparently on my stories and on my reels and, you know, reach out to a few people, you know, and just need some support, and they provided it. You know, I'm talking about you, Bill and Aaron Webster. I'm talking about you, Jessica Chavez. I'm talking about you, Christina and Rachel, and all of these people that just stopped what they were doing, checked in. Hey, are you okay? Do you need something? What can I do right now? And it's not those big what can I do's, like can I find you a new job, those types of things, but like can I bring you an iced coffee while you're standing out in the sun? Can I put an umbrella up to give you shade while you're standing out in the sun loading vendors in? Can I bring you some lunch? Can I buy you some lunch? Can I buy you dinner? It's not just about like buying me things. It's just about the fact that somebody cared enough to check in on me when I was having a really low point. And this job takes a lot. I don't want to turn this into a venting session, but this job takes a lot physically and emotionally. I am dealing with hundreds upon hundreds of personalities in vendors and trying to make them all happy at the same time. And then I'm dealing with thousands of personalities in people in the community. And something that I've noticed lately, well, ever since COVID really, is people are just online to complain, it seems like. That's not everybody. Of course, there's gems in the rough, but it really seems like people are taking to this complaining kind of culture. And when they're not actually taking the time to think about what they're doing, they're not taking the time to think about how they can contribute constructively. They're thinking about how they can just gripe and complain online. Now, that's obviously, you know, community groups in general, but why? Why has it turned into this? Why has it turned into the societal norm to take to Facebook or whatever it is and just bitch and complain and not be open to suggestions of volunteering? Most of these organizations, you know, like farmers markets, like festivals and events, they're put on by people that are not paid very much, if at all. A lot of them are volunteering their time because they just want to see something good happen in the community. But really, like, the people that are complaining online can really take somebody down a notch. And it sucks that we have to make these raw, really transparent posts, like these very honest posts like I did last week in the Lake Stevens Farmers Market page and the Lake Stevens community about, stop, just be nice. If you don't have anything nice to say, you can keep scrolling or you can reach out privately and say, hey, I've noticed this and I think a solution might be this. Now, I'm going to educate you on what that solution means and how that might not work for this particular organization, but I'm also going to thank you for taking the time to provide your feedback in a constructive way, in a professional way, versus just blanket saying the entirety of Lake Stevens community and North Cove Park has gone downhill since the farmers market started. That's simply not true. I cannot help or fix society. I cannot help or fix the youth of our community, but I'm going to do my damnedest to give them an opportunity to do better. And a farmers market is an opportunity to do better. It's a place where teenagers can learn about farm fresh food, about fresh flowers, about supporting local food trucks and food businesses, about purchasing items that are handmade by somebody, including swimwear and apparel and jewelry and all sorts of other things. So I'm giving this opportunity to small businesses and to the community to learn and grow. But fully saying that I'm responsible for all of the parking issues and the park itself not being well thought out or things like that, it's just not true. And I get this all the time. And sometimes I can go back to that episode called Thick Skin, where I've grown that thick skin and I have just let it roll off of me. But sometimes when I'm really, really exhausted and I've heard it over and over and over, and there's a lot of things going on in my personal life that these people have no idea that I'm dealing with, it hurts and it breaks me. And I do a reel like I did last week. So I go back to what I think I've talked about in multiple episodes of the 20 or so that I've done so far. Just be nice, be kind, be understanding, be compassionate, be empathetic. I don't know why we have lost this in our society today. Maybe people are overworked. Maybe people are seeing the effects of lots of administrational issues and the government and all of those kind of things. Maybe people are finally fed up with it. But the way to take action on these types of things is not to complain to an open forum on a Facebook group or just make blanket statements that are simply untrue. Another thing that happened that particular day that just took me down a notch, because anybody that knows me knows that I was a child of food stamps. I was a child of food lines and getting spoiled food or almost expired food and having to be excited about it because that's what we got to eat that day. So when somebody questions my integrity of a food access program, which is SNAP and EBT at farmers markets, I get really upset. And that's exactly what happened last week, also at the Lake Stevens Farmers Market. Somebody accused me of not running the program correctly, which I have to go through all sorts of training for those types of things. I have to put my name and my social security number and all that kind of stuff on the line, because if I do make a mistake, they will absolutely come after me. And I feel really strongly about providing food access programs at our farmers markets, because low income, high income, mid income, you should be able to shop and experience the same quality that everybody else does. It should be an equal playing field. And when people use their food access programs at a farmers market, they end up getting better quality, longer lasting produce. And that's what we want. That's what we want people to experience. Because when you buy something at Safeway, it's already been on a truck. It's already been shipped or whatever. And it's not the freshest. Of course, that's what we have. And so that's what we're going to use for most of the year. But when we have farmers markets running, people can use their low income and food access programs at the farmers market just like everybody else, which is a huge goal. And it was a big process to get the Lake Stevens Farmers Market on board with it. So to have that integrity called into question and like literally just fought with me at the farmers market booth, I just lost it. I had to take a minute. I had to go to the bathroom. I had to cry because she doesn't know. And I feel bad. I feel empathy for her in that she couldn't get what she wanted to out of her food stamp program, but it's not something we're authorized to do. And that sucks. And I know she was upset too. So I hope she comes back. I know she's probably not listening because that's not something I drop into an argument. Hey, listen to my podcast and you'll find out a little bit more about this. But ultimately, these are the things that just stack up and they add up. And I'm so glad that this week I get to have some downtime. I have done a lot more than downtime. Went out on the ocean, went to a farm to table dinner where I got to meet an amazing person. His name's Ron Finley. I'm going to drop some links in this episode notes because he's incredible. He was literally arrested in LA for planting vegetables. He decided that the parkways, which are like the green spaces in between the concrete in LA and the surrounding California areas, needed to be used for something other than sod and other than just irrigation systems. Having lived in Southern California, I remember these little patches of grass, and they are smelly and they're gross and they're over chemicalized and just kind of a waste of space. So anyways, he planted vegetable gardens there instead of grass, instead of sod, and he was arrested for it. And that turned into We Can Do Better, and it turned into the Ron Finley Project. So getting to go out to Goat and Seed Farm with Xander and Marie and this amazing farm-to-table dinner, then meeting Ron Finley, who also has a degree or studied fashion design. He wanted to get into tailoring. It just was this really cool mind meld, and I was so thankful to get to meet him. And I can't wait for the things that are probably going to be happening with Goat and Seed Farm and with the Why Not Us Foundation, which surrounds kind of what I was talking about just a second ago. Low income food access for kids. Kids are starving. Why do we live in a place of abundance where we could feed the world 10 times over and we have kids that are going hungry? We have parents that cannot afford food for their entire family. Food is a human right. Shelter is a human right. Water is a human right. And we need to do better. So all of that ultimately just goes into when I'm on downtime, I'm not actually on downtime. I'm doing things that fill my soul. I am going kayaking on my actual birthday just to get on water and not talk about work and get away from where people can get a hold of me, get away from that need, that constant pull that I think as a small business owner, a lot of us have to constantly be available to answer to, oh, it'll just be a few minutes and I just check these emails and it'll be fine. No, I turned my out of office on starting this morning and it's on through Sunday. Like, don't bother me. Don't call me. I'm not answering you. There is nothing urgent. We do not cure cancer. I mean, we kind of do at farmers markets because if you eat a whole, fresh, healthy diet, you're more likely to live longer. However, I digress. Out of office is on. As soon as I stop recording this episode, I'm done for the week. Done. I'm celebrating my birthday. I'm doing fun things. I'm taking some downtime. I'm getting creative. And I'm doing what I need to do to survive the rest of the season. Now, switching gears to some of the good things. Last week, after another particularly rough week the week before, where my husband was laid off, my Bloss ladies decided to just show me some love, which was awesome. And they planned a dinner date. We went out, I believe it was last Tuesday, and showed up, and it was just like to get together, to connect, and to apparently show me some love. Well, when I showed up, it was a little bit more of a surprise birthday love, which was really awesome. I got a crown to wear and a sash, and just awesome. I mean, that sounds so like Mean Girls. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But it's not Mean Girls. It's Blast Girls, which is the opposite of Mean Girls. So I just wanted to thank you, you know, Selena and Jess and everybody else that showed up. It was a fantastic evening. And while we were at dinner, you know, I have my crown and my sash, so it's very obviously that we're celebrating a birthday. A woman comes up to our table and she just says, "It's my birthday today too." She kind of assumed it was my birthday, obviously, because of all the swag, but we just kind of went with it because, you know, people come up to your table, say happy birthday, no big deal. Well, she said, "In honor of my friend's son who died from a hazing incident, I would like to give you something special." She said, "Normally I carry these little kindness cards around and, you know, we give them out and you pass them on, blah, blah, blah." But she's like, "It's my birthday and I want to do something special for you on your birthday. So I'm going to cover your meal and I'm going to cover your drinks." And I was like, "That's totally not necessary. That's really, really kind of you. But I'm happy to like look up this website and look at the kindness quotes that this young individual was all about when he was alive." And she said, no, it's on me and it would mean the world to me." And I tell you, it just took me aback. It took me aback after everything that's happened over the last couple of weeks, after all the struggles, and like the universe was sending me something, sending me a message, like kindness is still out there. It really is still there and present in people. And it's really sad that it took the death of her best friend's son to bring about some sort of a movement like this. I know that there are many, and I know people personally that have done something similar, specifically around drug abuse and overdose, those types of things. But this just, you know, it's still out there. And it made me feel so wonderful. Here I am surrounded by these amazing women that I only have just begun to like scratch the surface of knowing more intimately. And this other woman comes up. We talk so much about women being just awful to each other. And yet here we are in this space where kindness is just showering over us and love is just showering over us. You know, we had the same type of experience when the Blast ladies went out for the Barbie movie last Friday. I had really low expectations of the movie itself, but the more I watched it, the more it was about empowering women to do better for each other, and also just take a look around at what feminism has become and what maybe it should be more about. It's not about this ruthless, cutthroat, blow up everything in your way, including men. It's more about kindness and love and empathy and understanding and not excluding people. So I just want to thank that woman. Again, she's never going to hear this, but it just really shined a light. And it shined a light before all the crap that happened last Wednesday, but I got to have that in my heart and remember it and draw upon it when the times got hard last week. That's not to say I didn't cry, but I feel like there's strength in tears. There's strength in saying, "I've had enough. I'm going to let the water flow for a little bit. I'm going to accept the kindness that the universe is sending me, and I'm going to try and be okay afterwards." Switching gears again, we're over halfway through market season, and I can tell you that each year I have the expectation that it's going to be easier. You know, these are well-oiled machines. We know what we're doing. We're working with vendors that have already been with us for XYZ number of years. But it's not. Every year, new challenges crop up. And sometimes I even say that these years are harder than the COVID years. And the COVID years are something that I refer to as the dark times, because those were just everything exhausting, like whole world exhausting. But now we have the opportunity to do better. Now we're not in the midst of a pandemic, but I feel like it is worse. Like I said at the beginning, complain culture, people just being rude, entitlement, all of those things. And I'm happy to say that we're on the downslide of the season, because really I'm tired. I'm so tired. Even with some days off, I'm going to be tired going back into it. And we have a lot more to accomplish. August is going to be even hotter than July. We have the potential of fires, which causes people to not come out to the market, obviously, because of air quality. We have the fall where things start slowing down, at least for farmers, but also things start picking up for families. So this is my reminder to shop and support your local farmers markets, your local festivals, your local events every single week. We need you there every single week, not just when the berries are at their highest or when the weather is at its best. We need you there all the time, because without your support each and every week, things do go away. Vendor sales drop, they leave, they go do something else, they find something else, or they just decide to take a vacation because they're tired too. We need you. We need you there. We need the support. We need the kindness. We need the good reviews. We need you to share us with your friends, because this job is not easy. No jobs are easy. This job is not as fun as it looks. From the vendor side, from the market manager side, from a director side, it's hard. And when you can share kindness and you can share support for the farmers market or for your local events, it goes a long way. And it goes a long way, especially now, which feels like, you know, creeping towards like the end of the school year when everybody is just wild and crazy. And then we have the holidays to look forward to. It goes a long way. And I just want to remind everybody about that. Lastly, to close out this episode, I just kind of wanted to do a little bit of a personal reflection. You know, it is my birthday. There's a lot to think about with getting older, with getting into your 40s. I know I have a lot of listeners that probably aren't in their 40s, and then I have some that are well beyond that. So reflecting on who I am as a person at 43 versus who I was as a person at 33, I'm so different. And I think it's very true that when you hit 40, especially when you hit 40 in a pandemic, you just kind of plumb run out of fucks to give. That's not to say I don't care about things. I care a lot. Obviously, this whole episode has been about hurting and recovering and kindness. I care a lot, but there are a lot of things that I don't care about anymore. It's other people's opinions of me. It's presenting myself as the best possible person and the best possible version every single time I go out. No, people are going to see me without makeup on. People are going to see me in leggings and a long shirt or whatever. I am just over making myself pretty and making myself a version of me that other people are going to like. I've stopped dieting. I've stopped compulsive exercising. I've gone through recovery of both of those things. I mean, they are eating and exercise disorders. I've just come to terms with the fact that I am who I am. And that's not that I don't strive to be better, but sometimes an A is enough, or a 91% is enough. Sometimes a C+ is enough to get you through the day. Some days are going to be filled with creativity and, you know, going out on the ocean and going to farm to table dinners. And other days are going to be filled with Netflix and chill, or folding laundry, or doing all the mundane tasks that are adulting. And some days I'm going to show up in my best possible way and wear a fun outfit. And other days I'm going to be in sweats and a t-shirt. And it's okay. The thing that I wish I knew 10 years ago is that it's okay to not be thin, to not be pretty all the time, to not be all of these things that society expects of women and men too. It's okay to just be you, to authentically, transparently be you, to cry on reels sometimes, and then to shout from the rooftops when something really, really great happens, to share and to engage and to find the people that show you love, that show you kindness, that show you their joy in times of heartache and support you through times of yours. If I could give a lesson to women that are starting their own business, if I could give them advice, what to do, how to do it, definitely show up, definitely put some effort in, definitely work hard. But man, if it's not bringing you joy at the end of the day, if you have to put on a different face than who you authentically are, don't do it. Find something different. Find a new passion. Don't change yourself and change the things that are authentically you to please others, to fill a niche that maybe you're not passionate about. And at the end of the day, it's okay to cry. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to need support. And I hope for all of the people listening, men and women, that you find that tribe of people that will help you, that will jump in, that will be your support system. Because otherwise, we're just another nasty comment in another nasty Facebook group. And that's no way to live. We can always do better. We can always be better. But don't lose sight of who you are to try and please everybody else in this world. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Market Maven Podcast. You can find out more about what I do and the markets I manage at www.yourmarketmaven.com. Like what you've listened to? I'm proud to offer my episodes for zero cost and no ads. Maybe that's worth a cup of coffee to you. Maybe it's worth a few bucks just because. I love bringing these stories to you, and that takes time and editing. A few dollars to show the love is always appreciated. My Venmo link is in the show notes.